This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. While there was plenty of grumbling about Neil Abramson's selection to chair House Ways and Means, the real force in the committee has turned out to be its vice chair, Julie Stokes.
So how do I know if this is an oil tanking sort of issue, you know, with the price of oil going down, or if this is, boy, Louisiana just put out some crazy tax policy.
Stokes, a Republican from Kenner, is a CPA, a background that has made her the go-to source for explaining complicated issues in the tax committee.
I see a lot of knitted brows. I'm looking around and it's like there looks like a lot of kind of confusion.
Stokes is able to explain the nitty-gritty of how raising revenue affects an individual.
A great portion of your excess itemized deductions are the deduction for your state income tax. So you are being allowed to deduct your state income taxes against your state income tax, which makes no sense.
While she's concerned with the broader picture of Louisiana's tax policy.
One of the main indicators that businesses look to when they decide where to move their company is the Tax Foundation rankings. Right now, we're ranked rather unfavorably at 35th place. A lot of that is because of our sales tax, where we enjoy a 50th place. And I dare say that if they could make 60th, if they could give us a bump down, they probably would.
It's that sense of humor that often diffuses tense discussion.
And dare I say that if we followed the national trends, we probably wouldn't be the lowest tax state in the United States, and we probably might not be broke either.
This is just the start of Stokes' second term in the legislature. Look for her to continue to move up in House leadership. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.